here today with Brenna Hay, asking her what it was like to grow up in the Grand Marais Playhouse.
I am actually a fairly introverted person by nature. The Playhouse gave me an opportunity to meet people who are interested in a lot of the same things as I am. My first summer interning, I got to interact really for the first time with Jackson Nicolay. His sister Maria has instilled in me a sense of confidence that I might not otherwise have. I learned about public speaking just by being on stage, how to be loud enough, how to keep your feet in one place even though you're nervous, how to capture people's attention and make them feel. It also helped me with memorization, which has helped me a lot in school. I got to meet a lot of very interesting people. So many people are involved in theater that I probably would not necessarily have otherwise interacted with. I started out acting in elementary school. I was just an ensemble kid. I tried out for some bigger parts. I actually had a singing solo in the Best Christmas Pageant Ever. I sang the second verse of Silent Night with Sarah Larson and Shay Morowitz. Then when I was 12, in The Incredible Exchange, I elected to work at the Playhouse. And I was kind of terrified because my experience with Sue was that she was kind of scary because she was loud and always yelling at us because we weren't being quiet enough or paying enough attention. I got to get to know her some one-on-one, and that was really great. Sue is great. That summer, I learned to use a staple gun, lifted large, heavy things. I helped build the set for the Mod musical that year. And then ninth grade, I stage managed for the first time. I did Little Women, which Maria directed. It was a lot of fun, except I was like, they're like, here, have a script. And I was said, what? What am I doing? And they kind of walked me through it, which was good. That was when I started learning about what we call herding cats, which is telling actors what to do and making them think it was their idea. And then when I interned, I learned how to use a jigsaw and other large saws, which I don't remember the names of. I learned how to use a power drill properly. My first time doing lights was one of the dress rehearsals for Church Basement Ladies. That was interesting. I was terrified. It went fine. And I've done sound. I ran all the sound for Captain Louis Jr. My two biggest roles to date are Emily from Our Town and Flora from We Happy Few. Tons of fun. So much fun. So much work. I have to admit that I am not always the best at memorizing all my lines on time. I'm getting better.
What skills learned at the Playhouse are you going to continue to use after graduation?
Well, I have some public speaking skills now, which is helpful. All the acting skills I learned, I can take those to any theater that I care to go to. I can work tech. I have some people skills from stage managing, sound and light, microphones, construction. I can build things now. I didn't ever expect to be able to build things. The summer I'm planning to work at the Playhouse again. In the fall, I intend to attend University of Northwestern St. Paul. I'm not planning on majoring in theater. I'm planning on being involved because I love it and I think I would probably die if I didn't participate in some manner. I really, 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 really like performing. It's just so much fun to take a story that someone has written and be able to show it to people and also tell it, show and tell. I just think that's so cool. I always figured that the tech work was kind of like the punctuation in a book. You don't really notice it as much because it's the mechanics and not necessarily the story, but it's always there and it changes how you read it.
Thank you, Brenna. Brenna will graduate this year, and I can't wait to see how her story develops. Listen for the next time the stage door opens.